This cricket update is brought to you by the Volkswagen Amarok V6 Core Auto. Book a test drive today.
Well, he was an all-rounder as a cricketer, and for the Big Sports Breakfast, he's a bit of an all-rounder as well, you know, between racing and cricket expert commentary. I'm glad to say that Mark Waugh joins us in... Well, we're ringside, aren't we, here at the William Inglis Hotel. Hi, Junior.
All-rounder, thank you. I'll take that.
Yeah, you will, mate. Yeah. Geez, it was hectic yesterday. What about that? $61 million was spent in that ring yesterday.
What was the average? About $400,000 or something. So we actually put our hand up to buy a couple, but the Sheiks and the Chinese outbid us a little bit. So, but it's been great. Great standard of thoroughbred here. Magnificent.
It is beautiful.
Are you on a couple today?
Are you going to come in if we buy one?
What percentage are you offering?
You can have 100%.
10%, that's 20% gone.
Already?
We're right. What's our budget, you reckon?
That was
quick. Half a million?
Wouldn't it be
half a million.
TK's got all the money.
I'd love to be in that position. How's your eye going, you know, being around the thoroughbreds all the time now? Because they all look beautiful to me, right?
Yeah.
All the horses.
Yeah.
How's your eye going?
I reckon slightly better than yours. Yeah, you're right, though.
They're getting better.
Most of the horses do look beautiful here.
Well, I wasn't wrapping myself.
No, of course you weren't.
But, well, I've been around Kim at a lot of sales, and she, she's a different level.
You know,
they see things that we don't see. So I would say I'm an amateur, but a knowledgeable amateur, unlike yourself.
He was calling me Terry Tinkler yesterday.
Terry Tinkler.
Oh, you're big, matey.
I walk
was
around.
He had this green book.
Look, I've got my book, and I've got some. Post-it notes.
What do you got? Anything marked in there?
Well, were some of the high ones.
Yeah.
And then he was busy writing stuff down. Like when a lot got sold, he'd sort of write down the figure.
But it's not. Pages aren't even crumpled, so you have a look to them. You've got to crumple them a bit, you know, bend them.
Yeah, but you've got it wherever you walk. You got to walk with one of these.
You got one lost?
Somewhere.
You got the NRL.
No, I got this one. I got the little press kit.
He was reading. I looked over to Loz yesterday. He was reading his upside down. So it is quite extraordinary, isn't it?
You need a leather case, actually.
Oh, no, they look
flash. Then you're in the big league.
Yeah, they do look flash.
And then put your spectacles on look over the specs. You know?
Can we, before we get to all things cricket, there was a revelation yesterday. And it wasn't about horse racing, but it was about our man, Robbie Slater, our football stroke soccer expert. Now, you and Steve played junior footy with Robbie.
Yeah.
Was he one out of a box?
He was average. Average.
Did he have a short temper back then?
Oh, he did, yeah. He was very fast, though, very fast.
Very fast.
And not many skills, but he could run a bit and kick the odd goal.
So you were in the midfield. Steve was a striker. Was Robbie just a reserve?
Reserve and right winger, I think.
And when you blokes pulled out, he got an opportunity.
Yeah. No, he wasn't a bad player. We lived in the same suburb at Picnic Point, and we both played for Bankstown and Auburn in Youth League. So we're in the same setup there.
Did he, in the honours department, did he look like a Premier League player when you played with him?
Well, probably not. He looked like more like a State League player.
He's gonna come back.
I tell you what, he had a competitive streak in him. In all seriousness, he was always a good player, but I suppose Premier League didn't quite think that high. But
won a Premier League title.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, which is quite.
He was Maradona's big mate, wasn't he?
Was he? Yeah, he swapped the jersey with Maradona.
Yeah, he's a big mate, wasn't he?
Mm. How's he going, by the way?
Maradona.
Is he still alive?
I reckon Robbie's going a lot better than Maradona, looking at him.
Now, cricket, it's an important time. There's selectors in our meeting. You're no longer a selector, but a World Cup is important. It's one of those things on the calendar which is extremely important to cricket in this country and the competing countries. Your World Cup squad, you got any... Obviously, Steve Smith comes straight back in. Dave Warner comes straight back in. You got any surprise packets for us?
I don't think I've got any bolters in my squad. A lot depends around the fitness of the fast bowlers. Mitchell Stark, Josh Hazlewood, Joe Richardson's done his shoulder. So there's three question marks, I think, in the bowling department. I'd have Mitchell Stark in there. Josh Hazlewood, I probably wouldn't have him in the squad. I've got Joe Richardson in if he's fit. If he's not fit, I've got one bolter from Western Australia, Matt Kelly, no one's spoken about, because I think one thing we do lack slightly is a really good death bowler. Guy can bowl Yorkers at the end of an innings, and he's really good at that. Matt Kelly, he played for the Scorchers and WA. He's a bit of a smoky, but I would have him in the mix. Apart from that, I think everything picks itself. Yeah. I mean, Carey, the wicketkeeper, Stoinis, Sean Marsh, Khawaja, Maxwell, of course. Maxwell's the key, I think, to this World Cup. He's really starting to play well. Yeah, he's the real key that can open the game up in that middle part of the innings.
Do you look at players that just are the best players, Junior, or blokes that can handle the conditions that we expect over there in England?
Well, the conditions will probably be good batting conditions. It's going to be... well, it starts the end of May, so there could be a little bit of cool weather around in England at that time, but I think the pitches will be pretty dry. Spinners will come into the frame as an important factor. I think we'll pick two spinners, Lyon and Zampa will both go. But yeah, I mean, you know your best players. You know, there's not going to be too many surprises. It's great to see Aaron Finch come good at the right time. I think it's a good situation. Now we're struggling to work out which batsman to leave out, whereas, you know, 3 or 4 months ago we were battling to really, you know, get a good top six.
What about Warner over there in the IPL, hitting the ball well, getting big numbers? Mm. Did you expect him to come back and hit the ground running straight away?
Well, he's obviously been doing a lot of work, but still match practice is different to nets. But he's been great. He's the leading run scorer, I think, he's in the IPL. He's a bit rusty his first couple of innings, but now he's really got into the groove and playing well. Steve Smith struggled a little bit. I know he made a 70-odd last game. He hasn't quite found his top groove yet, but his style's a bit different to Warner. You know, he moves around the crease a lot, so he's going to take a bit more time, I think, to get back into it. But both good signs from those two guys.
Yep. He's made 20, didn't bat, 28, 38, and that 73 you mentioned not out. And of course, Steve Smith. But and his elbow injury was a little bit more serious than Dave's elbow injury as well.
Yeah, apparently. So, I mean, injuries are a bit of a question mark on a lot of players leading into the World Cup. So that's probably the one situation that's not ideal with the fast bowlers, and obviously Smith and Warner, who look like they're pretty much okay though. Mm.
Does Khawaja and Sean Marsh get a go?
Yep. I've got them both in. I think their form's been so good. I mean, there's going to be a lot of top order players there, a lot of potential openers, but you know, you can fiddle around with that a little bit. One or two of them can drop down the order, but they'll both be there.
What about guys like Darcy Short, Matt Wade? Will they come into consideration or only?
They will. Yeah. They're probably the two batsmen outside the squad that you could easily pick. But I just can't see any room for them. Yeah. I don't know how we can fit them in. Ash Turner's probably going to be unlucky as well. We saw him play that match-winning innings in India. I just don't think we can fit him in either. I think Hant's going to probably get that role in the middle order, and because he can keep as well. Like if Alex Carey busted his finger on the morning of a game, well, you've got a pretty decent backup keeper to go straight in.
What about Mitch Marsh? I mean, he was the next great
vice captain.
All-rounder. Mm. Yeah, vice-captain. Is he just on the outer and Stoinis has overtaken him now?
Yeah, I think Stoinis has overtaken him. It's just the way it is. Mitch Marsh has had one of those seasons. He's had injuries. He's lost form. I think he's lost a bit of confidence too, but you wouldn't write him off down the track, but I think Stoinis has got the edge on him at the moment. Stoinis is the sort of player who looks a bit languid and a bit lazy at times, but he's got a lot of power with the bat and his bowling can be pretty good at the end of an innings as well.
Well, so instead of limping into this World Cup as sort of like just hoping, you know, outside hopes, all of a sudden, mate, we've won those three straight matches from 0-2 down against India, then we put the cleaners through Pakistan. So they're going to take a lot of confidence now into that World Cup. They're real true contenders now instead of just making up numbers. Did you see the big turnaround? I mean, it's been a big turnaround.
Look, to beat India was a very good result. 2-0 down in that series. They fiddled with their team a bit, but still, you know, they had a good side. So that was a great confidence booster.
They rested Dhoni, didn't they, for those last couple?
Yeah, they fiddled around a bit with their team. And Pakistan, they were pretty weak. You know, they played ordinary, but still we beat them 5-0. That's a good win. So the confidence is there. I didn't see the complete turnaround, but I thought with Smith and Warner coming back into it, we were going to have a solid side. But I think we're one of the top four teams. I think there's India, there's England, there's us and New Zealand. I think they're the four good picks. And outside of that, I'd say the West Indies are the smoky. I don't really like South Africa. I don't like Pakistan. I don't like Sri Lanka. Afghanistan are dangerous, but I think we're in the top four.
That Andre Russell went off again last night. Oh, yeah. 220. Yeah. You had him at the Thunder, didn't you?
Yeah, yep. You had him at Thunder. But they're dangerous. I mean, Chris Gayle's actually playing pretty well. You know, they've got potential to be a knockout chance as well.
I love it when the West Indies are going good, though.
Yeah.
I know you can't go back to the old days, but...
It is a long time
when you're growing up, you watched all those guys and you idolised them as much as the Australian players. But to see Gale, I just love to see a commanding figure like him at the crease, and they're just being destructive. They're just so good to watch.
They've just got that arrogance about them, haven't they? That strut when they're going well, the West Indies. They beat England in that Test series, which was a huge win for the country, because you're right, Loz, we want to see the West Indies, you know, as a powerhouse again, because they've got that great theatre about them.
Can they ever recover, not to get back to the glory days, obviously, but in Test match cricket, can they at least be more than competitive? I know they played well in their last Test series.
They beat the Poms.
But I mean, regularly, can they get back to consistently being good?
I hope so. Look, I think they've got some really good players there, some younger batsmen coming through. Their fast bowling's always been their strength, and they bowled really well against England, knocked them over cheaply a few times over there. So I'm not sure who's coming through for the West Indies, but that last series win against the Poms will give them a lot of confidence.
Have a look here, Junior. England, this is the World Cup. $3.25 England, India the second favourites at $4. The Aussies are now $4.50.
Yep.
And so
Kiwis?
Kiwis $11.
Yeah, they're good odds.
South Africa $11.
No, I don't like them.
No, we know we don't like them.
I think New Zealand are
a good value there.
Yeah, I think they're the value. What price Afghanistan?
Oh, you're not tipping them, Junior, are you?
They'll upset a few teams. Hopefully not us in the first round.
$67.
Yeah, well, they can't win it, but they can upset a few of the better teams, Afghanistan. Those
really?
Yeah, they've got some good talent.
And just on Hazelwood, he's not in your squad. Is that because you want to get him right for the Ashes, or just you think there's better one day?
Look, I think he's been out for a long time. And he's bowling. Look, he's a good bowler, you know, but I don't think he's a standout one day bowler. I prefer to hold him back for the Test series.
Yeah.
I'm going to move off cricket, TK.
Okay.
I'm going into the racing. What about them?
What about the weekend?
I know they didn't get the win, but they were very good against the Melbourne Storm.
The last 2 weeks have been outstanding.
Yeah, they have.
I think I sort of had them in the bottom couple of teams, but I've got a couple of three or four teams below them at the moment.
Who were they?
Well, I saw the worst game of league I've ever seen on Friday night. Actually, two of them. Gold Coast and the Warriors, then the Tigers and the Panthers.
Yeah, that wasn't good. No. That's TK side, the Warriors.
How can you
follow the Warriors? They're more unreliable than Dave Stanley's tips.
Jeez, they are. That's how bad they are. What about today? You got something at Gosford?
We have. White Boots in race six. Yep. Good, tough, honest campaigner.
Is that? It's not
think,
about Changer,
the price
is it?
Up?
Yeah, no, White Boots.
No, he's actually got four White Boots, the horse.
Yeah, fair.
I think he's second pick today in that race at Gosford, which is a city meeting at Gosford. Yeah. So it's actually a good race, strong race, but he's got a great chance. He's just so honest.
Harmattan is the favourite at 310, White Boots 360, so we can have something there.
Yeah, don't tell Dave Stanley, though.
And I've just had a quick word. Loz will take my 10. Right, so he'll be in for 20.
20?
You put that hand up today.
We'll work out the budget later, boys.
What about our least favourite horse now? The Stork. Do you stay in contact?
I don't know what the Stork's like. You love the mighty Stork.
I love getting regular
updates.
He
was transferred out of our stable to Jason Deemer, I think, the mighty Stork. I saw him go around at Scone and he didn't do much, so no, I don't.
I do need to get an update on the Stork. Just I want to know what he's doing.
Put the Stork in.
Mighty Stork. I think he's resting at the moment. How's your python up there?
I beg your pardon. We've gone from storks to pythons. He's good. The big diamond python in the barn roof, yeah.
Pythons and
Bully.
Bully's good.
Bully's good.
Yeah.
Bully the dog.
The zoo's good.
The zoo. Fair dinkum. Mate, Mark, we thank you so much for dropping down.
No worries. I was having breakfast. That's all right.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks for the good notice about 1 minute. That's okay.
It's good to see someone from the Big Sports Breakfast actually stays here at the William Inglis Hotel, but we can highly recommend the whole holiday unit, Warwick Farm.
Oh, yeah, it's good too.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Good on you, Mark.
Okay, see you guys.
See you, Junior.